from KQED.
Let's say the Loma Prieta earthquake was happening this year instead of 30 years ago. It would jolt the Bay Area on this coming Thursday, October 17th, a little after 5 p.m. How ready are you? Last week's power shutdown was kind of a dry run for an earthquake, and if you, like many of us, don't feel quite ready, we have an invitation for you. Take 1 hour a day for the next 4 days and get prepared. Here's KQED science reporter Peter Arcuni to lead you through it.
Okay, so today is all about taking that first daunting step toward getting ready.
Whether it's an earthquake, a flood, a fire, you know, the number one thing people need to do is have a plan.
That's Brian Ferguson with California's Office of Emergency Services. He told me spending even a little time talking through a disaster scenario with the people under your roof can make a big difference.
I think it's a great dinner table conversation that all families should have of, if there's an emergency, here's what we would do. You know, we would meet you at this place. We would go this way.
So tonight, I'm going to sit down with my wife and our 4-year-old daughter, Izzy, to make sure we have a plan.
So, Izzy, do you know what an earthquake is?
It's when the ground shakes and you have to go out of your house or hide under the table.
Hide under the table? That's a really good idea. Oh my gosh, you know more than I do.
All right.
Is she down?
She's in.
After the little one's in bed, my wife Maureen and I retire to the couch and get to work. I open my laptop. She's got her spiral notebook.
Earthquake plan.
Using a checklist we found on the U.S. Geological Survey's website, we reviewed our escape routes, made a list of emergency contacts.
Your mom.
I think my mom.
Yeah.
And after a bit of deliberation, picked out a local meetup spot.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to change it. It's going to be number one, Noe Valley Town Square.
Yeah.
All right, final answer?
I think the final answer?
Final answer.
Well, hon, thank you for helping us get ready.
Yeah, this wasn't bad. This didn't take as much time as I thought it would.
Yep, 56 minutes. All right, that's it for day one of my earthquake prep challenge. Tomorrow's task, emergency supplies. And remember what Brian Ferguson says.
People feel intimidated by it, but any amount of preparation will make you safer than no preparation.
Okay, talk soon.
That was KQED's Peter Arcuni. For more on getting ready for the next big one, go to kqed.org/science.